Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Chicago's Afternoon News, 720 WGN. Hey, here's the deal. The Beagles, at least 11, are coming to the Chicagoland area. Dean Dalbert is the Chief Operations Officer at Anderson Humane. And Dean, it was so wild last week. We had you on for something completely different than the Beagles. And at the end of the conversation, you go, oh, yeah, we're getting Beagles. I'm like, what? That's the huge story. That's the big story. So I shared with the audience a little bit of how these Beagles came in or will be coming into your possession. What else can you tell us about them?
Yeah, so we are going to have 100 of the Beagles come in transport. We are actually traveling out to Virginia to pick them up in the near future. We're not allowed to say the date for safety reasons, but in the near future, we're going to be coming back with 100 of the Beagles. We don't know what ages or what types or what kind of medical condition. We just have said, you know, we are going to take a leap of faith that we are going to have fosters in the community to take these Beagles into their home while we get medical and get them adopted. And so far, we've had a great response to that. So what we do know about the Beagles is that, you know, they probably haven't had a lot of socialization. They probably haven't, with people at least, a lot of good experiences with people. They seem to be really social from talking with other groups that have taken them with each other. So, of course, you know, the Beagles get along with Beagles.
Yeah.
So we assume that they're going to be social with other dogs. So we're really looking for fosters that have other dogs that may be able to teach them some great habits like, you know, pottying outside, because they've lived in an industrial facility their whole lives. They probably are not potty trained. But the good news is, Beagles and most dogs are very adaptable, and with a little love and patience, they can be great pets in the home and have a great life.
And I've talked to other people who have adopted animals like this, so they're not aware of televisions, you know? So, like, if there's something on TV, they could become very frightened because they're not used to stairs. If you live in the city, they certainly most likely are not used to an elevator. So there's a big learning process, but that is a breed that's very kind and forgiving and full of love, generally, wouldn't you say?
I think so. And that's part of the reason, you know, they choose Beagles because of their personality and, you know, a little docile and you know, very forgiving. And we have tons of resources that we've put together over the last couple of weeks in preparation for these Beagles joining us that, you know, everything from how to potty train as an adult to what to expect when you bring them home to how to socialize them. And they're all on our website at ahconnects.org.
ahconnects.org. And so when you've talked to other organizations who have already picked up Beagles, are they talking about what kind of condition? I mean, do we have, you know, females that have been kind of in a breeding cycle repeatedly through most of their life? Do we have animals that have been tested on and, you know, might be a little apprehensive? What have you heard?
I've had reports of some, you know, minor skin conditions, possibly some dental issues with some of the dogs. They may need some dentals, whether that's scraping or, you know, extractions, and some paw issues from living on grates, or getting themselves caught in grates and that type of thing. But in general, the condition and the health, it seems to be fairly favorable. It's just, you know, the certain dogs that they've taken. And I would imagine with a population of 4,000 dogs, you're always going to have some of that.
Yeah. So what do they do with that building now? I know the organization, this company that breeds dogs for medical research or other research purposes, this facility was shut down. Is there a point where they get their license back and they fill it up with another 4,000 Beagles?
I would imagine not. I would hope that they would look for different ways to, you know, make their money and not go, you know, raising the animals for medical testing anymore. You know, I can't tell you how many people are surprised that we still do this. Even people in my organization are like, well, they still do medical testing and raise these animals for
that?
Yeah. So I would imagine that they would have a lot of scrutiny on them, and it would be pretty tough for them to just come back and utilize that space or something.
When I was working in Houston, and there was a flood in the Houston Medical Center, so this would have been like 20, 25 years ago, they lost 17,000 animals in the Houston Medical Center due to a flood. And I thought, wait, you're telling me when I'm there being treated, there's 17,000 animals in this area? Now, a lot of those are, you know, mice and other types of animals. They count into that. But yeah, that is what goes on. And you're right. People are not aware of it. And most of these organizations, I would hope, are closely watched. But whatever was going on here had to be pretty horrible if the Department of Justice gets involved.
Yeah, and you know, it's pretty tough to shut down these organizations. So there had to be some specific, documentation and some pretty bad conditions for them to do that.
And what do you look for in adopters or foster homes? What criteria do you have?
That's a great question. Well, we're pretty open for our adopters and our fosters, but we are giving priority to people that have, as I said, another dog in the home, that have some experience with beagles or rescue dogs, that we don't require it, but again, priority to somebody with a fenced yard. And the reason for that, normally we don't require that, but we don't know how these guys are going to walk on a leash. And every indication from the other groups that I've talked to is that they kind of just pancake and they need to be carried out to the yard and they'll go potty eventually. But it's just kind of a new experience for them. They're not used to walking around a leash with other dogs and cars and all that type of thing. So we're looking at those criteria to put them into fosters first. But, we'll have conversations with anybody and, try to make a match. Now, there's something else that people can do to help with this, and it's not apparent at first, but to make room in our shelter, we could put other dogs either into foster or into adoption. So right now I'm pretty full of population of dogs and cats. We have over 500 right now, all very adoptable and ready to go. If someone adopts one of those animals or if they foster a different animal, that creates room and space for us to care for these beagles. And I would imagine that once we get these and medically check them, that there's going to be some that we want to hang on to for just a little bit to make sure that, they get the medical attention that they need.
Yeah, it's so difficult because people get caught up in a story like this, and we're animal lovers, so they feel like, oh my gosh, I can help and I can save one of these beagles, when in fact the shelter is filled with animals who really need a forever home as well. So go right. Visit. It's Anderson Humane. They're on Route 31 in South Elgin, and it's ahconnects.org.
That is correct. And you can also sponsor a beagle. We have that on our website if you want to sponsor. I can't adopt right now. I can't foster. My lifestyle doesn't let me, but I really want to help. They can sponsor one of our beagles and help pay for some of their medical that they're going to need and get them into, help us, financially get them into the right home.
Yeah, medical and training and everything else, because let's face it, these dogs haven't been outside for a walk before. So it's going to take some patience and some love. And I'm glad you're in on it and that you've got 100 coming this way.
Well, thank you for helping us spread the word. I really appreciate it.